talking today with Dr. Angela Poe, of course, Oklahoma State University, and our weed specialist. Angela, you know, this time of year, we're starting to see some green up on this canola. I also seen some weeds out there. How do farmers need to approach weeds that they're finding in their canola here at this stage?
So now as we come out and start to green up and we're starting to get warm temperatures, we got actively growing weeds out there. So we want to be looking at a time for control on those. Over the next 10 days or so, we're going to be fairly cold. So herbicide applications are going to be slow to work if we get them out there. But after that, when we start to warm up, it's going to be a good timing for your post-emergence control in the spring. And we're looking at, obviously, Roundup for our Roundup Ready canola. And then in your conventional canola, you'll be looking towards a mix of Stinger and either Select or Assure 2 to catch those grasses.
I know it's looking in the rearview mirror, but always it's easier to control them back in the fall, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of the things that are coming out of dormancy right now, particularly people have a lot of problems with henbit. Henbit, you're not really going to be able to control that in either conventional or Roundup Ready because it's been able to overwinter, and it has a lot of stress factors that have really caused that plant to be really resilient. And so we just aren't going to be able to control some of those. So keep that in mind when you're going out with your controls.
What else are you hearing from producers right now as far as the type of weeds that are out, or the, you know, some of the weeds that are out there?
So we're seeing a fair bit of all different types of mustard species. So blue mustard, tansy mustard, flixweed, several of the pennycresses and bushy wallflower. Basically, it's really hard to control mustards in a mustard crop, and so they're seeing a lot of those out there. Henbit is another nasty one that we have issues with over this time of year. Most of the grasses, they've been able to kind of clean up back in the fall, and so they're not seeing as much of that this year.
So for a weed that you really can't control, I mean, you know, how much damage can it potentially do?
So it's definitely going to hurt yields if you weren't able to get good control back in the fall. Hopefully, if we get some good rains, we can see some competitiveness of our crop. And if we're treating our crop well, then we should be able to get some competition out of that and help us along.
For our wheat guys, some of the same issues really out there, or you got some different things you're watching for this wheat as it breaks dormancy?
Some of the same weed spectrums, obviously, but we do see a fair bit more grasses in our wheat fields, particularly those that haven't ever been rotated with canola. So we're still seeing the same spectrum we always do, Italian ryegrass, rescue grass, all of the brome species, downy brome, Japanese brome. In some pockets of the state, we see wild oat. For those broadleaf weeds, they're fairly easy to control before boot, so we have lots of broadleaf products we can put out there. And also, we want to start thinking about those springtime grass weed controls because we're not going to have a lot more time to get those out.
When we start thinking about the original reason for this crop to be promoted in the state, the, you know, winter canola, it was all about one of your predecessors, Dr. Pieper, talking about the need for rotation to try to clean up these wheat fields. Is that still a good justification for these farmers to take a hard look at canola?
It is still an excellent impetus for looking at canola as a rotation to clean up your grassy, particularly grassy weed problems in wheat. Some growers are now finding, especially those that are growing conventional canola and have continued to grow conventional canola, they're finding that they're starting to see seed bank issues with some of those broadleaf weeds that you can't control very well in canola. Hopefully, as time goes on, what we're going to be looking at is some additional products that will be labeled for canola in our state, because right now we only have 6 products, and that's very slim compared to other canola-growing regions of the world. So as we look to the future, we look for more products to be labeled so that we can continue to use this as a really nice tool, but it still is an excellent tool, particularly for grasses.
So as far as ag chemicals are concerned, the tools are limited.
Yes, the tools are very limited. That's why many of our growers are relying on Roundup Ready. It's an easy system. It's a system they understand in summer crops. But we're going to increasingly see resistance to that, and so we want to get some new modes of action in there as quick as we can.
For our spring crops, you know, as you work with producers and you start the planting before the planting season really arrives. I know this is an ideal time to be working with those producers. What's some of the game plan you're trying to lay out to them to you know, get them on board with to approach weeds and the planting of you know, crops like cotton, corn, grain sorghum, the like?
Sure. So those folks who have their fields maybe in chem fallow right now or are going to be taking off a wheat crop and going straight into another crop, they really need to be thinking about whether they can put down a pre-residual. with their burn down applications. Many people will go out with just a burn down, but we're really recommending that people try to get a pre-residual in if they can, but number one, afford it for their crop, and number two, if they're going to have the time to get that in, because it's going to do a much better job than trying to come in post-emergent and take care of things like Palmer amaranth and water hemp and mare's tail after the fact, because those things have a very narrow window for post-emergence control.